If I can have your attention here in the media center, we'll now begin our post-Bush Pull Award qualifying media availability, and we're joined by today's second place qualifier, and that is Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Interstate Batteries Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. Kyle, you've got another fast Camry this week, and please walk us through your qualifying lap today.
Yeah, it was pretty good. You know, obviously having some good speed in our race cars and being in the backyard of Toyota and TRD. I'm not Toyota anymore, I guess, but for a long time it was. But the TRD guys down in Costa Mesa, obviously, they always put this one on the calendar. They want to come out here and run well. So proud of the effort to have, you know, two of us on the front row and then Eric there in fourth. So overall, a good day for us with our Interstate Batteries Camry. Car felt good in qualifying. Wish we could have got just a little bit more out of it. Felt like one and two was really good and certainly screwed up three and four. Seemed like I've either had one or the other. All day today, I can't put together all four corners, so maybe Sunday will be better.
Okay, we're going to open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for Kyle, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start in the back with Reed.
I'm Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Kyle, how careful do you have to be with the seams, and did that present any problem in qualifying at all?
Yeah, you got to be careful with the seams, especially on exit, trying to throttle up, whether you get your right rear on it or your left rear on it. You just always got to be cognizant of which seam you're going to hit, when you're going to hit them, and be ready for it in case something kind of does jump out at you or your car jumps out at you. So, you know, it's certainly something that you're aware of, and I think that's just been a product of this place for a long time. I don't notice it being any different today than it has been in years past.
Go next to Jeff and then to Jerry.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. What's your take on all these cars failing inspection? I mean, is it something that the teams are doing that's causing all this stuff? Is it the OSS that's not as reliable? Like, why are we seeing this?
I'm not sure exactly. You know, it'd be better for the crew chiefs to answer that question than me, certainly. I just try to focus on if I got to go drive or not, and I was able to with our qualifying run today. So, you know, I have heard something about the garage area, just the amount of push around and cycle around that kind of has something to do with it. We also look at those places like Michigan and Loudoun and Pocono as other potential places that there's a long delay or hold in having to circle around the garage areas. So that kind of sets you off a little bit. But, you know, just being able to get through on the first shot, it's hard to get through on the first shot. So a lot of guys are taking up two shots, and it's just too long around.
Does it surprise you to see that happen? Or did you expect it here?
No, I mean, I think you especially expected it in Atlanta. And, you know, I wouldn't say that California is a place to not expect it. So, you know, I would think that it's not out of the ordinary for coming to a place like this here with the speeds being so high and it being so meaningful to get all you can get through the OSS.
We'll go to Jerry, then to Jim, then to Bob, then to Kathy.
Jerry Jordan, Kick the Tires on NPRN. I want to go on a little different subject with the grassroots racing initiatives that has been talked about, and you're big on building young drivers. But there's been some discussion about whether show money, if a driver's wanting to, you know, say that they're going to help the sport or try to, or, you know, go down and race in these lower tier series, should they accept show money or should they require show money to do that, or should you just show up and race?
Yes. Whatever you want. I guess that's your prerogative, right? So, you know, the thing about it is when you go to some of these places and you have your own equipment and you're going there and you're spending, you know, your own money and stuff like that, obviously you're going out there to have fun, have a good time, whatever. But when you're going there without it being your own equipment, you're just, you know, a show up and getting in the car and driving and whatever. So I've been in situations where I've not been paid to go to racetracks, and I've been in situations where they've offered to have me go to the racetrack and they've paid me, you know. So it works both ways. I think there's a way for it to work both ways. It obviously depends on what you sell them within the package of whether or not you're going to get paid to go or not get paid to go, depending on what you're going to do for them in return.
Jim, Bob, Kathy, and Chris.
Jim Mutter, Motorsport.com. Back to Gluck's question. Kevin Harvick mentioned on television that he felt like those of you who participated in qualifying and passed tech are actually in a way being penalized because so many cars will be starting presumably in the back on sticker tires. Do you sort of agree with that assessment?
For him, yeah, because he went balls out all three rounds and burned his stuff up, you know. So now he's starting 10th and he's going to have a car with four fresh tires starting 15 spots behind him, you know, Denny in 25th, I would presume, right? So, you know, I think that's definitely, you know, a thought And for us, you know, I was contemplating. I don't really know the rules. If there would have only been 23 or 22 cars that had taken time, who's if you could just go out there and pass the start finish line and attempt a lap, then are you good? And you can save that lap on those tires for the next round, you know. But we didn't want to sacrifice that much of it, not knowing the full scope of the rules. So we made sure to run our runs and do what we needed to do in order to get a good qualifying effort. So you know, certainly a lot of different strategies and a lot of play can happen, and I think that's just gamesmanship. I think that's a part of the sport, it's part of the game, and I don't see anything wrong with it. Just some of those guys, either A, I don't think all of them meant to not get through tech. I think some of them obviously wanted to get out there and get on the racetrack, but you know, obviously they have a different way of how they're going to start their event than we are.
That was my question.
Okay. We'll go next to Kathy then, and then we'll wrap up with Chris.
I was just wondering, you have two of your teammates that didn't get a chance to qualify, and there is a possibility that maybe tomorrow with practice they're going to be limited with what they can do getting down on the track. Are you and Eric going to talk with Denny and Daniel and possibly help them out as far as getting around the track and something they obviously didn't get to do in qualifying today?
Denny made a qualifying effort in practice, so he kind of got that feel of what he needed with a fast lap. But Denny's got enough experience around here that he'll be fine. I'm sure he won't really worry about a whole lot. Daniel, on the other hand, I'm sure he's a little bit frustrated with what kind of happened, and probably he got on a seam, it looked like, and that's why he crashed. But you know, if he needs a little bit of help or whatever, certainly there's some notes that we've all been going back and forth on some stuff, and I'd be happy to talk to him and help him, of course.
Chris
Knight, catchfence.com. Kyle, do you think NASCAR is not harsh enough on the teams to encourage them to get their cars through tech?
Man, it is not that big a deal. It's not. It's just we're all trying the best we can do, and you know, this is a whole new system. It's our fourth week on it. I think you got to give it a little bit more time. I think also that the reason why these systems are so intricate and so complicated to begin with is because we've over-engineered our race cars over the course of the last 20 years by tenfold, hundredfold, whatever you want to call it. So it's certainly just the grounds of trying to keep everybody equal, you know, and NASCAR's doing what they need to be doing, and we're all doing what we need to be doing, and there's going to be times where our line is past their line of what they want to allow through, and I think that that's just natural, you know, and there's got to be more leniency, I think, from this room.
Well, Kyle, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck on Sunday.
All right. Thanks.